So now we are going to, briefly, I'm going to invite whoever has led this year and who wants to. I already spoke to some of you ahead of time, but Leanne broke her foot last week, right before she led the service. It's not poor. She's going to come up slowly, take your time, and talk about preschool.
I am Leanne Struble, and I lead the preschool group. And people have asked me here, are you sure, do you just play in preschool? No. I teach the most important lesson here at Eshore. It is the most important because I teach to our mission statement. I teach practicing love. And in preschool, we learn to practice love. We learn first by sharing toys, and that's hard because it's really hard to share a bright red fire truck. It's really hard. But we also learn that here at Eshore, there are other adults who love you, who care for you, and who will make a safe space for you to be in. So in the preschool, although it looks like we're just playing and having fun, we are learning. We are learning that here is a new family that will care for us, that will help us, and that we can turn to when we are having sad times. Yes, we still play with toys, and you're welcome to come and join us. We have Play-Doh every week. But remember that in preschool, we do teach the first lesson of Eshore, which is to practice love.
So the kindergarten first grade class did the tapestry program Creating Home. So are any of the K-1 teachers, Mithril is here. Mithril, come on up, just to say hello. And Catherine Ramsey, I see Tom. Catherine is not here today, and Lori Wick also led. Is Lori Wick here? No. So Mithril, would you like to say a sentence or two about Creating Home? And also, Mithril is one of our youth leaders, so she is a senior in high school, and she also led RE for the last few years, so thank you.
So with K-1, the Creating Home program, we sort of focused on teaching about community, having the kids learn what communities they're part of and sort of the benefits they get from that and like how their family cares for them. Thank you.
So Moral Tales was led by Lita Hamilton and Wendy Gilbert. Lita will come up and say a word. Oh, you want to do it right there? Here, let me give you the...
I don't need mine. Okay, I really don't. So, yes, it's pretty self-explanatory. Every week,
for this CD.
Anyway, every week we took a different piece of pie and we talked about all of these things on the moral compass and did stories and games and activities around that. Also, a very central part of our Sunday school is always checking in with the children every week. And also, we had a jar of gems of goodness, and the kids really celebrated with us how they serve and help their families and their communities and the wider world every week. So it was just a joy.
The Toolbox of Faith class was led by Tim Nightingale, who is here.
No, he's sick.
Oh, Tim is sick.
He's not sharing.
He's not sharing. Which, thank you for that's a good thing not to share when you are sick. So the Toolbox of Faith class actually went over each of the principles each week using the metaphor of tools. So duct tape, the hammer of justice. So there was a metaphorical hammer, and they heard stories each week to that effect. The middle school youth group met, and we, because most of the middle school was actually taking the 7th, 9th grade OWL, we had a smaller middle school class, and we read some of Walter's original plays that he did, and like I said, one Sunday we actually did a pamphlet on enticing folks to come to RE, to Eshore, and we actually went over the Right Relations Guidelines over a few Sundays, which was pretty cool, the same ones that we invited committees to do. So that was really cool. We had a great time in middle school youth group. I'm going to invite Amanda up to talk about high school youth group. Amanda Alice.
high school youth group is really an opportunity to kind of take what you learn in the younger years, or if you haven't been in high school, then to be welcomed into the group, and to kind of put it into play. Does one of the high school youth want to come say a couple words about high school youth group? Oh, Francis will. Perfect. So Francis has been in this church for several years, many years, and she can tell you a little bit about what we do in high school youth group.
Okay. High school youth group is really fun. We, like, talk about random things sometimes, but sometimes we talk about, like, structured things. It depends. But it's a great community, and I really love every single person in high school youth group, and they're some of my closest friends that I've ever made, and I am so happy to be in this youth group, and I'm really excited to have more people next year. So, yeah.
So in the spirit of inspiring learning, we want to just take maybe 2 minutes for those of you who are out there to talk to each other and answer two questions. They're in your order of service. What is, if you are an adult, what is one thing you learned from a child or youth at East Shore? And if you are a child, what is one thing you've learned from an adult? So let's just take 2 minutes to turn to each other and have a little conversation and reflect on those questions. So before we begin the teacher appreciation, I just have a few words. One of my mentors and supervisors while I was at the Unitarian Universalist Association was a woman named Judith Frediani. Judith was the director of the Faith Development Office and was responsible for many of the groundbreaking achievements in UU religious education over the last 30 years, including Our Whole Lives and the comprehensive online curriculum which we use, Tapestry of Faith. When Judith in 2016 was awarded the Angus MacLean Award for Outstanding Contribution to UU Religious Education, she gave a short speech that very much spoke to why I am called to this work. Judith said, "Angus MacLean wrote, 'To be a Unitarian Universalist all the time is almost too much to ask.' He was referring to the sometimes burden of our theological freedom and our lofty values. Yet we cherish that burden, a burden made tolerable by a community of all ages, engaged in lifelong learning, meaning-making, celebrating, and trying to do the right thing. I call that religious education." East Shore is a community of all ages engaged in lifelong learning with each other all of the time, and whether or not we are recognizing we are doing so. We formally engage in RE on Sunday morning with our children and youth. And at various times throughout the week, we formally engage adults in lifelong learning programs from yoga to military history to learning how to cook delicious vegetarian food. Informally, we demonstrate who we are as UUs by how we speak to each other, how we show up, how we forgive each other for mistakes, how we love and care for each other when someone is in pain and in need. This is all religious education, when in the context of a faith community. Later today, East Shore members will be invited to vote on and adopt a covenant. We are a covenantal faith, and it is through our commitments to each other that we learn how to grow in faith in community. Know that our children and youth are watching and learning from their elders, as it is hoped that our elders are learning from our children and youth. Know that we have the opportunity to be not only the best people we can be, but also the best examples we can be to those who will carry the flame into the future generations. And I have examples here of covenants that have been in our classes. And we actually start with preschool. The preschool covenant is we will share it with each other and we will take care of each other. So it is an integral part of our religious education program. I want to thank every single person who helped with religious education this year. We had almost 40 people committed to programming and many, many more who chipped in when asked at the last minute. It truly takes a village. And I am so very grateful for each of you in our East Shore Village. I really want to take time. I did have surgery recently, and I was out for 3 full weeks, and Amanda Alice, who is our programs coordinator, just took the ball and ran with it, and I am so very grateful to her and to Walter. Who they worked together while I wasn't here, so I really want to honor Amanda. going to try to do this quickly. I'm going to name all of our volunteers and just ask everyone to come up. And then later, for those volunteers, I have books as gifts called Harmony, A Treasury of Chinese Wisdom for Children and Parents. It's a great resource book. It's one of my favorites. So I'm going to call out your name. Just simply please come up so we can celebrate you. Mithril Huguenin, Catherine Ramsey, Lori Wick, Wendy Gilbert, Lita Hamilton, Tim Nightingale, Carrie Ann Haley, Walter Andrews, Amanda Alice, Mithril. Hi, Mithril. Sunshine Glynn, Leanne Struble, Julie Heisey, Chris Struble, Arthur Knapp, Carrie Bowman, Mike Radow, Bill Chappell, Claire Shirley, Barbara Stevenson, Jerry Bushnell, Millie Malarkey, Elaine Cox, Nancy Barnes, Marcy Langrock, David Langrock, and Amanda Alice, she's up here. Wenda Collins, Haley Struble, Noah Struble, Amelie Heisey, Nikki Woolwine, Kaylin Woolwine, Olivia Bennett, Sean McCarthy Grant, and I want to thank the Lifespan Integration Team, who consists of Walter Andrews, Carrie Quello, please come up, Carla Schneider, Leanne Struble, and Amanda. Thank you all so much. Would not be what it is without all of you. Thank you.